In Satipatthana Udesa, Sharaji has been explaining how one should be mindful from both theoretical and practical aspects, and yogis have understood by now. In Kaya Kayanupassi Viharati, in observing the Kaya as Kaya repeatedly, one needs to be Atapi Sampajano Satima, meaning that in order to have Kaya Nupassana, one should have ardent effort in the practice. One should assert three stages of effort. And as much one exerts effort in noting the object, the noting mind will stick onto the object. Mindfulness will be cultivated, and the mind falls calm, collected on the object, and there will be khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And there will be sampajanya, discerning the impermanent suffering and non-self of the nama rupa. One discerns the impermanent suffering non-self without having to deliberately reflect on it. And Saraji will explain more in detail how one will benefit immediately by being mindful and how precious it is. In the term kaya kayanupassi, anupassi has to be changed as anupassana. Anupassana means observing repeatedly on the object so as to cultivate the mind and the knowledge. So when it is said anupassana, it automatically implies that it is the practice observing repeatedly to cultivate the mind and the knowledge. The word atapi, in the word atapi, atapa means the ardent effort. In order to be able to note the presently arising object, one has to exert ardent effort in the practice, and the effort will become sammapatthana, great effort. Understanding the benefits of satipatthana practice, one has faith and confidence in the practice. The faith and confidence that one has awakened has to be nurtured and cultivated through the practice. And one should uplift the faith and confidence by having viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, and samadhi, concentration. When these mental strength become strengthened and strong and mature, one will not be accepting the defilements. One will be repelling the defilements. By noting the object continuously, in 1 minute, there will be 60 moments being mindful. And if one noting per 2 seconds, then in 1 minute, there will be 30 moments of mindfulness. And the mindfulness are continuous. There will be the energy. When these mindfulness become continuous, there will be a greater energy of mindfulness. When the viriya gains momentum, one is able to note every arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, with sustained mindfulness every single second. Asserting effort in the practice, one is able to note the object without missing, without failing. Having mindfulness, the mind is protected, guarded away from the defilements, and thus the mind is safe and secure away from the defilements. And the mind is free from the disturbance of the defilements, and there will be vimutti, being free from defilements. And when samadhi, concentration, develops, the mind is free from agitation of raga, lust, dosa, anger, and there will be sandha, peacefulness, and it is true happiness. Sati, mindfulness, is the most important mental strength. And one should have mindfulness on every object. When there is sustained mindfulness, the mind falls calm, collected on the object. Falling calm, collected on the object, moment by moment, is called samadhi in Pali. Falling, the noting mind, falling calm, collected on the object, is samadhi, concentration. When the noting mind is sustained on the object, samadhi, concentration, will also arise. Avekhepo samadhi, having samadhi, concentration, the mind does not run elsewhere. The mind will not be scattered or distracted, having samadhi. In the Satipatthana Udesa, samadhi is not mentioned directly. But as the sati, mindfulness, is sustained, the mind falls calm, collected on the object, and thus samadhi is cultivated. In this way, when there is sati, mindfulness, samadhi is also automatically involved. The samadhi, concentration, that arises as a result of sati, mindfulness, is called vipassana samadhi. And vipassana samadhi is included in the vipassana jhana. It is called kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And Buddha used the word kanika egagata, momentary one-pointedness of the mind. As there is sustained mindfulness on the object, the noting mind falls calm, collected on the new object moment by moment. It is not like the concentration that falls on the single object, but it is the concentration that falls calm, collected on the new object moment by moment. Noting the object as soon as the object arises with effort, sati is developed and automatically samadhi, concentration, also develops. Just as the samadhi in the samatha practice can keep the mind calm, collected on the object, in the same way, kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, can keep the mind calm, collected on the object in the vipassana practice. So Whenever the new object arises, the noting mind falls calm, collected on the object. And it is not like the kind of concentration cultivated in the samatha practice where the concentration falls on the single object, which is panyati concept in the samadhi practice. So people are mistaken that the concentration that falls on the single object in the practice is called samadhi, and they think that the concentration that falls on new and new various objects is not samadhi, and they are mistaken. Because they do not know distinctly between the samadhi that is cultivated in samatha and the samadhi that is cultivated in vipassana. In the samatha practice, the samadhi concentration falls calm, collected on the single object of meditation, which is panyati concept as the single object of meditation. Just as the appana samadhi attainment concentration can keep the mind calm, collected on the object, in the same way, the khanika samadhi, momentary concentration that is cultivated in the vipassana practice, can also keep the mind calm, collected on the object in the same manner. Buddha himself used the word khanika citta kakata. The noting mind falling calm, collected on the new object, moment by moment, is called the momentary concentration. And the sub-commentary define it as kanika cikte kakadati kanamata titiko samadhi, meaning that whenever new and new object arises, the noting mind falling calm, collected on the object moment by moment is called khanika citta kakata, the momentary concentration. For example, when rising of the abdomen takes place, the mind falls calm, collected on the rising of the abdomen. When falling takes place, the mind falls calm, collected on the falling of the abdomen. And when heat arises, the noting mind falls calm, collected on heat. And in this way, the mind falls calm, collected on the new and new object that arises moment by moment. Also, in the walking meditation, when lifting takes place, the mind falls calm, collected on lifting. When moving takes place, the mind falls calm, collected on moving. And when placing takes place, the mind falls calm, collected on placing. In this way, whatever new and new object arises, the mind falls calm, collected on the object moment by moment. And it is khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And Buddha used the word khanika citta kakata to define the momentary concentration. Khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, also keeps the mind calm, collected on the object, just as appana samadhi can. So bihi aramane citta nichalan tabeti, meaning that khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, can keep the mind calm, collected on the object. Aramane means the object that is arising at the present moment. The objects arise due to their circumstances and conditions, and there are new and new objects arising moment by moment. And as these new and new objects arise moment by moment, the Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, keeps the mind calm, collected on the object moment by moment. Ekena karena pavattamano, meaning that even though the object varies from one moment to another, but the momentary concentration can keep the mind calm, collected on the object in the same manner. And the momentary concentration arises moment by moment continuously. And as the momentary concentration arises moment by moment continuously on the object, it can keep the mind calm, collected on the object. Even though the object varies from one moment to another, such as rising, falling, sitting, standing, bending, stretching, whatever the object is, the mind falls calm, collected on the object, moment by moment, continuously. If that happened, patipakkhena anabhi bhuto, the mind will not be overwhelmed by the nivarana hindrances such as kama, chanda, sensual desire. So in this way, when the concentration, momentary concentration, arises moment by moment continuously, the hindrances have no chance to arise. As the preceding concentration and the succeeding concentration are continuous, the mind is calm, collected, and the hindrances cannot enter the mind. So the mind is kept calm, collected, and one gains upper hand from these hindrances. So one can imagine whether the mind is pure or impure, whether it is clean or dirty, when these hindrances have no chance to arise. The Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, is compared with the Appana Samadhi. In the Vipassana practice, the Vipassana Samadhi or the Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, is said to be keeping the mind calm, collected, just as Appana Samadhi can. It is said that api doviya, meaning that just as Appana Samadhi keep the mind calm, collected on the object, in the same way, Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration in the Vipassana practice, can also keep the mind calm, collected on the object in the same manner. Khanika Samadhi also keeps the mind unshaken, calm, collected, just as Appana Samadhi can. And it is explained in the text, and nobody can deny it. When Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, arises, when the mind falls calm, collected on the bodily action, one comes to discern clearly, distinctly, and one's knowledge will become clear-cut. There are many bodily actions, and in each of these bodily actions, there are the own nature or the one's own characteristics, as well as the common characteristics. Vayu dhatu, the air element, has the characteristic of stiffness, tension, movement. The Pathavi Dhatu, earth element, manifests as hardness, softness. The Apo Dhatu, water element, manifests as wetness, stickiness, cohesion, congealing. And the Tejo Dhatu, temperature element, manifests as warmth, heat, cold, lightness. When noting rising of the abdomen, when the mind falls on stiffness, one comes to discern stiffness. When the mind falls on tension, one comes to know tension. So the stiffness, tension that arises during rising, arise and pass away. Discerning the stiffness, tension, one discerns the unique individual characteristic while noting rising. And discerning that the stiffness, tension arises and passes away, one discerns the samanya lakkhana, common characteristics. And as one continues to note, one discerns the dissolution. Discerning the dissolution, one comes to know that it is no good, it is unpleasant, there is no atta that arises according to one's wishes, and one cannot forbid anything from arising. Atta cannot forbid anything from arising. Things are happening in their own accord. In this way, one comes to discern that there is non-self. With the help of Viriya, Sati, and Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, there will be Sampajanya, the clear knowledge, which is also called as Anupassana, Jnana, in the text. And here, Buddha did not just say as jnana or panya, but Buddha used the word specifically as sampajanya. Sampajanya is made up of san, pa, and janya. The word sampajana is the adjective, and sampajanya is the noun. By noting the object with sustained mindfulness, with viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, one discerns the unique individual characteristics. And when one discerns samanya lakkhana, common characteristics, vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, is cultivated. In the word san, san means correctly, not wrongly. And san and janya together, san janya means knowing correctly. And when knowing, one knows completely. So san janya also means knowing completely in every aspect. When knowing correctly, completely, it is not theoretical knowledge, it is not the speculating knowledge, it is not the reflecting knowledge, what it is, why is it, how is it, but the person knows by oneself. So in this way, sanjanya means knowing correctly, knowing completely, knowing by oneself. And Buddha used this word very effectively. Pa means distinctly. So when noting rising of the abdomen, One discerns the stiffness, tension, movement, which are the characteristic of the air element. And when discerning stiffness, tension, movement, one discerns distinctly. And also when noting other objects, such as vedana, feelings and sensations, citta, the thoughts and imagination, and dhamma, the other general objects, one discerns distinctly, and not in a confused way, but one discerns distinctly. And it is not the knowledge as taught by the teachers, but one discerns through the practice distinctly, outstandingly. So the meaning of sambhajanya is called discerning correctly, distinctly, outstandingly, or in other way, discerning completely, distinctly, outstandingly, and also discerning by oneself, distinctly, outstandingly. So sambhajanya has these meanings, and Buddha used the word effectively as sambhajanya. In order to discern every bodily action, one should note them with sustained mindfulness every time they arise, and there will be sambhajanya, discerning correctly, outstandingly, distinctly, and there will be anupassana. So only if one exerts effort in the practice, there will be sustained mindfulness, there will be the momentary concentration, and there will be sambhajanya. And one will discern the sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics, and also the samanya lakkhana, common characteristics of impermanent suffering, non-self, and the loathsomeness. So in the beginning of the retreat, Saraji has already explained the benefits of Satipatthana practice. Understanding the benefits of the Satipatthana practice, one should cherish and value the Satipatthana practice. Having faith and confidence, one should have the strong desire to gain these benefits. And if one does not know these benefits, one will not value the practice. It is very important that one should practice accurately, precisely. One should practice respectfully, meticulously on this valuable Satipatthana practice. But if the person is not practicing respectfully, meticulously, if the person is practicing in a stop-and-go manner, not persistently, then there is no guarantee that he or she will gain these benefits. So understanding the benefits of practice, one should have strong faith and confidence, strong desire to gain these benefits, and note the object with viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya. Note the object with effort, mindfulness, and concentration so that knowledge will arise. Noting the object with effort, mindfulness, and concentration, there will be sambhajanya. One will know correctly, distinctly, outstandingly. One will know completely, distinctly, outstandingly. And one will discern by oneself, distinctly, outstandingly. And for those who practice diligently, it is guaranteed that even within 1 week, one will gain such kind of knowledge. And what Saraji had explained is very few, But by practicing diligently, there are many things that one will discern. So it is very important to make the time worthwhile by practicing diligently so that one is using the precious time usefully. So may you all be able to practice diligently, noting every bodily action, every feelings and sensations, every thought, imagination, every seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, without missing, without failing, with sustained mindfulness, so that may you all be able to fulfill viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and knowledge to a satisfactory level, practicing successfully. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.